Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Before I go on, you know, again, as a disclaimer, my shows are not intended to hurt anyone or cause anyone any harm. It is PG-13. It is an art form, a creative self-expression, which is part of my life, very important. But at the same time, due to concerns from or innuendo, my past podcast and my current one is within the law. It's not intended to hurt or do anything to cause harm to anybody. It is my own point of view, and I leave it at that. You know, one thing is that I hope the understanding is this, that I get tired of people making misunderstandings about what I do. Maybe because I have a unique style, which I'm aware of, you know, being unique in this society or being portrayed as a unique person can give off unintentional vibes, and it has for me with people when they think about me or talk about me or connect to me. And I think that is not fair because, you know, if they don't know me or don't tell me what's going on, then it wouldn't be addressed. Unfortunately, I had realized that even in my hometown, which is Buffalo, which I'm not going back ever again. I mean, when it comes to Buffalo, it is over. But I do have family back there, so I have to, you know, connect. I still have direct family that I haven't seen in a very long time, unfortunately. But I do have to connect. As you say, my life has been very challenging because of that aspect of my life. I came to Hollywood to make my dream come true. And when I left L.A., I apologize. Again, that was a misunderstanding. So I'm going to say it again. Maybe that's the reason. That's one reason why there are misunderstandings with what I want and what I say, because I'm at times accident prone. So, again, what I really meant is I am from Buffalo, New York, and I have no plans to go back there to live, but I have ancestors, relatives there, and I haven't seen them in a very long time, unfortunately, and I plan on going back to visit once in a while, and I haven't been there hardly in a very long time. I haven't really been there in an extremely long time, and that's the challenging aspect. But I realize family is important. But I came to Hollywood, or L.A., Star, when I was a teenager, and I still have that dream. It has not left me. I am an intellectual. I did other things. I'm an artiste, and I have to deal with that side. No matter what happens, I have to express my side, and that is who I am. And this is what I came out to do. And here's one of my songs that I helped create, write, and sing. I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True.
I need to tell you.
you know, I realize that the challenging aspect, I don't want to get into bring my business online, but that's a challenging aspect that I had to deal with in my lifetime. And I, when I have a dream, it's like it stays with me. I can't give up. It's like on and upwards, but, and you know, as I get older, it's kind of hard to go for that dream. And I had to be realistic, and I have to know where I'm going. But I know what I am. I'm an artist, and that's my dream. It always will be my dream in some form or another. And I always know that I will have to still continue to evolve, even what, no matter what goes on, or what goes on out here in L.A., or what whether I'm unhappy or I don't like something. And, yes, there are a lot of challenges in L.A., to be who I need to be that I'm not happy about, but I'm happy to at least stay where I'm at. But as I become an artist and I express who I am, I try, you know, I don't like to bring my business out in the public, but I said what I said in previous podcasts. It is what it is because I have to be set free as an individual. Because as a child, I was went through so much turmoil and I was so shy that I could not express myself. I was scared to express myself for fear of being punished and I was ridiculed and people didn't understand me because I was so shy. So I kept quiet, I put my head down, and that was the way for me to survive because it was too much stuff going on. But as an adult, I wanted to be that star, you know. I became who I need to be. But my situation is, as with what happened in Buffalo and my, you know, growing up, and in L.A., I feel people misunderstand or mistake what I'm saying and what I'm going, you know. And my stance is simply is if I deal with them directly, then, I that can be resolved or I tell it like it is, or I try to be respectful. And believe me, when I was younger, I was not good at trying to communicate how I felt. And people make up stories or make up things about me or make up ulterior motives about what I'm doing. I don't like that. Maybe it's that I am a victim of a perceptual bias where people have these wrong perceptions. And I think it's because how big I am or tall I am or what, or if it's somebody I used to know, they probably still thinking I'm that person 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whenever. And that is wrong. You know, it really is wrong, you know. You know, I'm not a perfect person. If I make a mistake, I try to make amends. Like I try to make amends to people in the past. I think I'm a pretty good person, but I also had a lot of challenges. Being an artist came because of those challenges, too many, even now, because of the lack of you know, I'm going to say the truth. My childhood was horrific, and teenagehood was horrific. I didn't grasp on what people everyday life people grasp on until later in life. And I was told by somebody, you know, a long time ago out here in L.A., you know, perhaps it's because I have my own style naturally and I don't fit into the normal, you know, the normal way, you know, what normal people is. And I've written a book about that. When I say normal people means everyday life people. It does not mean, it has nothing to do with health or anything. It has to do with the typical everyday life man or woman who do, you know, who do things and they fit into the everyday life society with religion and societal norms. You know, they know how to fit in. They naturally fit in. They're controlled or are enticed or being controlled by their religion or by peer pressure about what society knows. And they fit in perfectly, you know. They can fit into that box, the mainstream of how what we're supposed to be as a man or a woman, or even within communities, regardless. And I guess with me, I guess this person was very wise. She said, perhaps I don't fit into that box. That's why I came to L.A., because I thought L.A. was kind of like a left, you know, place where Hollywood, you know, where you can be yourself, or, you know, California. And when I came out here, and my impression is that is simply not true. It doesn't matter where I go. It doesn't matter where I go. I have to be who I am. I don't think of myself as that unique. I really don't. But other people do. And they miss it. And then I realized as I got more educated about dealing with other people by coming across other people, not just in the books. I didn't get this knowledge from the books. I got it from experience from being around people. That everybody has their own style, but some people naturally have it. You can really see it more than others. And people some people are ignorant, you know. And I realized that they equate being an oddball or someone having their own style, being sick or mentally ill or something that has nothing to do with the truth. It has to do with their ignorance. There are people who use their ignorance through religion or, you know, I was a victim of perceptual bias. And the reason why I'm saying is that because perhaps of that perception that I come across or what I say, these misunderstandings happen put upon me, and I don't like it. I like to be direct. You know, I don't like to deal with those situations. You know, misunderstandings should not happen. You know, it happened quite a few when people say, when I send a letter or if I say something or if I say, oh, Dove is really having some problems, and I ain't having no problem at all. And I tell them, you need to talk to me directly because that's the way for us to communicate, to resolve this situation. Now, if I did something, yeah, I have to tell who I did something. But I'm a pretty good person. I'm a goody-two-shoe. I mean, misunderstandings about my past, about I have never been in jail, and I'm a goody-two-shoe. I have to be a goody-two-shoe because it's too much going on, especially in a town that I came out here with people who I don't know, and I have a dream, and I knew when I first came out here to L.A., I heard about those horror stories back when I was in Buffalo about Madonna and Axl Rose and all that stuff, was influenced by musically and artistically, what struggles they went through or all that. I was like, uh-uh. I had to be careful. I was on the street, but I am not going to eat out of, you know, I'm just going to be careful. You know, the horror stories, you know, in New York City or L.A., I'm like, I just had to be careful. So while I didn't get to where I wanted to go, I'm still evolving. So, but when I mention this, it's like, I don't want to misunderstand. And then they think that because I'm trying to be a music engineer, they think I'm delusional or, so I'm like, they're ignorant. There are lots of people, regardless of ages, who are trying to make it in industry. There are people 70, 80 years old writing songs. There's no age limit. There are millions of people out here trying to make it as an actor, a singer, a comedian, a musician. There are lots of them. In Hollywood, West Hollywood, where I hang out a lot in the past down there, over there in Santa Monica or San Fernando Valley, San Fernando has a lot. Who wants to make it? So I am not out of it. This is one of the centers to do it. It's just that there's so much competition. It's about going for that Hollywood dream. And it's been hard for me. I had to have something fall back on. But I continue with that dream. And then some people say, oh, they look at me the way I look. Oh, because I'm black, I must like everything black. I said, that's ignorant. You know, I'm colorblind, but, you know, I'm a variety. I like all kinds of people, regardless of color. I don't like to be pigeonholed or told what to do or think that somebody, listen to some, I think it's kind of racist, you know, say, oh, because I'm black, I have to be always, you know. Don't go by skin color. That's ignorant. I don't like that misunderstanding. I like all people, okay? Also, people may think that I'm a criminal. Now, that's racist. Now, that's a stereotype. That is not true. Most black men and women are not criminals, okay? There are good and bad in everybody, okay? So I think some people that I came across need to get a good education on living life, because life is filled with diversity and filled with different types of people and different religions and different lifestyles. And I got some people just are in their own little world where they grow up and think that that's the whole way the world is, and that's not true. So I'm trying to, you know, I don't like misunderstandings. I'm very open. I don't care what your color, skin, or whatever. You know, I try to be open publicly and privately. I try to just let me live and let me be. But I can have a right to hang out and live who I want. But I am not in any position to listen to any ignorance. I don't like the ignorance, you know. Oh, because I don't have, you know, that job right now, or whether I'm employed, or if I'm employed, if I'm unemployed, that doesn't mean something wrong with me. Listen, there are people in this society who have mental problems who need to get treated. They need to get a good education on how to deal with people who are diverse, economic levels, and so on. If they don't, they're gonna lose touch with the real reality of this planet. Everybody's destiny and reality is different from one another. And I know that I have to look at me and just look within and find self-love is the answer to all this. I wish I would have learned that when I was younger in Buffalo, because no one told me about self-love. I think I was told to look outside and look at everything. And look, that's where all the love is, and that's where it's with another person, or to be this and be that, and that's what led me to be an artist. But then I realized it's really self-love on the inside. If I like myself, then everything would turn out okay, no matter what is going on outside, in which I realize if I love myself, everything would be fine. So it doesn't really matter what anybody else say about me, because whether I'm fat, big, or tall, so they judge me by my weight, they judge me, oh, I can't make it in the industry. You know, I had written a song about Unique, you know, that was to prejudging me, because they didn't judge me because of my demo or my voice. They judged me because of the way I look. And that was very painful to hear that from somebody in the record industry in West Hollywood a long time ago. I was so determined. I turned my demo tape in, and this A&R guy made this prejudgment on me. The guy was in charge of signing artists. So I realized how determined I was. So I should have just cooled it. You know, but not give up. Yeah, those rejections, you know. That's part of the trying to make my dream come true. It's very difficult. But, you know, I've done all I could, and I will continue to be an artist. You know, I was on compilations. I was looking at my compilations, 2003, a long, long time ago. And I, you know, have my song on. So, you know, I've done so much. And I'm going to continue to do what I need to do, to do the best I can. And one of the things is to continue to create and not care what other people think. Because of self-love, I don't really care what other people think. So I evolved from looking at other people and then evolved into looking inside myself and just do the best I can and live life on my own terms. And realize that God made me who I am, and that's it. Because I do believe in a higher power, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. And that's how the way everybody should live. But the misunderstandings happen because I think it's because of prejudices. Maybe because of skin color, maybe because of economic status, maybe it's because I don't have the great job that they have, and I, you know, or maybe it's because of my size, you know, meeting people, and they look at my weight and my stomach, and I'm like, okay, you're superficial, so that's a superficial person I need to stay away from. But the misunderstandings happens, too, directly, where I walk past somebody and somebody thought I was coming on to them. I cannot come on to somebody if I walk past them. So something wrong with them. If I act a certain way, act silly, somebody thought I was on cocaine. Something, they're ignorant. These people are ignorant. And then they say it's a misunderstanding. How can it be a misunderstanding? I'm not on no cocaine. I never took cocaine. I learned from my dad, unfortunately, who left this planet, unfortunately, untimely, not to drink. Because what happened with his drinking and his effect on me was so profound, even as a young adult when I was in Buffalo, that I just could not. It was very hard. I saw down the line what could happen. It was traumatic. You know, I think misunderstanding is people, I send a letter or something, I see people think, oh, I need help. I don't need help. I just sent a letter and just saying this and that. That was all. That was all. Did you talk to me directly? And people have these preconceived notions about me needing help or saying that, oh, something wrong with me for trying to make an industry. I must be sick in the head. I am, these people are insane. I think they're sick in the head. I'm an adult. I've been an artist. My music is out. There's nothing wrong with me. I've been in L.A. for a long time. You know, I don't like these prejudgments based on ignorance. I don't like the ignorance, okay? I really don't. Or they make these assessments on me by, oh, look at what's going on, but they don't know me. I think a lot of people, some people in the society are ignorant and there are people with mental health issues. They need to seek a psychiatrist or something. But I have to be careful because there is, you know, perceptual bias, which I was a victim of. They've made all these biases they have of my personality without knowing me or think that I'm going to do something. I want this and I want that, and I realize I have to be careful who I'm around because people still go by how the way someone looks and not by their character. They don't look at how the way I act. They look at my size and think I'm a threatening person. Or they think or something, and I realize these people are too ignorant or too bigoted, so I have to ignore them or take action because being a minority in this society, you know, among, you know, Jewish, gays, black, or woman, whatever, it's hard to be a minority in society, and discrimination has happened. They didn't give me that apartment in Hollywood when I wanted it because of the way I look. I had to file discrimination. That was no misunderstanding. That was just plain discrimination. Well, the misunderstanding is they thought I was a criminal and I wasn't. They didn't let me in the industry because they didn't go how great I sing or whatever. They went by how the way I look. So it's very hard. I had to let the misunderstandings go and move on and try to be positive to people who really understand me or really want to get to know me directly. Yeah, there were people, another misunderstanding because of the way I act, I talk, you know, they thought I was a cocaine addict and I wasn't. I never was on cocaine addict. They think I'm attracted to certain types or this person is attracted to me because I was joking around and I was acting so that they thought I was a someone totally different from what I had no intention of. They thought I was a cocaine addict. They thought I was somebody, they can be with and do things with. And I had no attraction to them. I didn't even talk to them. I didn't even know them. That includes people who I used to know in my past. You know, maybe I haven't seen them in years, and they make these preconceived notions. They need to stop. The way to address this is to do it directly, contact me directly, and then it's resolved. It's over. Finish. Unless you don't know or what I intend to do, then you should not be making no misunderstandings. That way I try to be direct. I really try to be direct with people. I have to. I'm an artist, but I'm an intellectual. So I'm going to leave it there. I am tired of misunderstandings from my past and present. I try to be clear about where I want and where I want to go. I try to do what I need to do. I'm aware of what's going on, and while it's still a struggle to find my place in this world, one of the things I knew, though, that I have to be an artist in order to connect to my true self, in order to continue to do what I need to do to be happy. I will continue to move on, because life is too short. I don't know how long my life is going to be. At this age, I have to be prepared to do the best I can, because life is too short. That's why I had to connect with family again, because I haven't seen my family in years. Life is too short. We don't know what's going to happen. And I say that to remind us of how horrible the past is. I look at Buffalo, which I haven't been in a long time, and I saw the tragedy what happened on the news. It was very horrific how innocent people got murdered by a white supremacist. So I realize that it's important to be careful where I do and where I go, because, you know, there are people who really are so ignorant and so dangerous with their ignorance. And that's awareness of Buffalo as the place that I once was. Well, I'm not going back again. It's just a reminder that whatever misunderstanding people have, I had to let it go. Why I'm tired of it. Life is too short. It's time to move on and be happy with who I am, regardless of what somebody think of me. Good day, good night from Dove Night.